Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have breaking news.
Yes.
Miriam Ibrahim, who was released, news is reporting now that she's been rearrested. Christian Post is reporting that she's been rearrested in Sudan less than 24 hours after she's been released.
Dear Lord, who is this? Christian Post?
Christian Post is reporting this.
Yeah, this is a Miriam Ibrahim of the Sudanese Christian who was locked up for being a Christian, denying her faith. I should encourage you right now to begin to, you know, contact your congresswoman and men and senators and the president. They have a thing on whitehouse.gov that you can sign up, a petition. They can sign. Yeah. I think it's like 200,000 people have signed up so far. And we just need to step in. We need to step in. And, Lord, we just ask for intervention.
Yes.
And be involved, because we're going to be talking about the persecuted church even today. That's what we're talking about. And you just don't know. I mean, her crime is that she has faith in Jesus Christ, and she refuses to deny him. Her story is, based on CBN, is she was a Christian, raised as a Christian, but she was born, her mother, I believe, was a Christian, but her father was a Muslim. So when she was born, they just automatically called her one, something of that nature. Mm-hmm. So like it came through the lineage aspect of it. And she wasn't. And so that's why they actually had her arrested. Originally, the family turned her in. But Jesus said, members of your own household.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. This fantasy land about, you know, everything's going to be, everybody's watching, you know, these. I remember there was a show called Andy Griffin. What was the show? I know you're telling me right now. I hear our viewers going, of course, it is Mayberry.
Mayberry.
Andy, you know, Griffin show.
It's called Andy Griffin show. The guy whistling.
It's called,
you know,
Andy Griffin. And this is what Andy said. I mean, he just blew the whole, you know, thing when he goes, I wish I was as good as a man as that. And the truth is, they're just actors playing roles that somebody wrote out. And the truth is, you know, we go through things. If you read the Bible, if you read the Word of God about the families that God uses, I mean, Rahab had a few issues, but she worked her way through that. She stood up for God, and God, you know, did some awesome things in her life. David had issues. I mean, you know, Pat's got issues. Yes. You know, we all have issues. I got a few, too. And John don't have any.
No, he's perfect.
It's amazing. If you only knew, I mean, it could walk on.
Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah, but you could write to us. No, anyway.
Well, this is updated from the Christian Post. They just said that apparently there was a court ruling, and as they were getting ready to prepare to leave the country, she was arrested. And so, of course, her husband's a citizen, and we've heard that already, but we want to continue to lift up Miriam Ibrahim. She's in need of prayer.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think we have, you know, we're talking about the persecuted church here. And CBN has a report I want to be able to show you. But when you think about what Peter was writing about in 1 Peter, I believe it was chapter 1, he talks about that, you know, all these, that we have this great redemption, we have this great reward coming to us in heaven, and, you know, everything's good. I mean, this promise is ours in Christ. But then he goes on, he talks about it in verse 6, he says, in this we greatly rejoice, though now for a little while we may have to suffer griefs of many kind and trials. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's like an optional thing.
Right.
That's like an optional thing. And the very thing that Miriam Ibrahim is coming against her is the very thing that's trying to come against the Middle East and come against America and come against, you know, to establish a caliphate, you know, which that word we're so used to. If you use the word 10 times, it don't count anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, society sort of like that. Yeah. If you said it 10 times, you got to come up with a new word because that doesn't mean anything anymore.
Right.
Well, caliphate's always meant what it means. It means that, you know, in Islamic rule, that their belief system is that, especially radical Islam, their belief system is that that their God should be over everything. And the Quran, which we would say for us, we have a Bible, which is the Word of God. They say they have a Quran, that is the word from their God, and everything needs to operate by that. And that would be, if that was happening, they would consider that a caliphate.
Mm-hmm.
And they would consider that a good thing. Miriam considers it a bad thing.
Right.
And we would too, if it means I got to go to jail because I have a faith in Jesus Christ. And to me, it doesn't seem like a peaceful religion. It doesn't. It seems more like a political system and a governmental system,
right,
versus just a belief, a faith in God. Because when you look and you read the Word of God, that you can have, you can be in any form of government and still worship God. You can be, you know, a slave, or you can be free. You could be, but you still can have God in your heart. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't matter. We don't need to change everything in the world to have faith in God. We just got to have faith in God. That religious spirit wants to change everything.
Yeah.
Wants to kind of save the dirt and the tree and the bricks and the mortar, forgetting about the soul of a man that he needs to be saved. I think humanism, I think, would be the term that Dr. King talked about in his book, which I have right here, I think, right beside me, The Measure of a Man. And so when you think about a persecuted church, it's like this is a warning to all of the world to say, this is happening across the land. I mean, when you see, you know, she just got freed, we're just celebrating that, and they pulled her back in because she was going to be ultimately free, which proves potentially their motives, that they were going to loose her into the masses,
right,
and then do us something bad, like this happening in northern Iraq to her in the street justice, I guess, you know, that's what somebody would say.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would just say the what would they say? Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, we'll just handle this on the streets.
Right.
Well, that's not, you know, America is a land of laws. We have a constitution that we live by. And you think about it, if you think about the constitution is, it's what holds you together. It's what, it is what you're made up of. I mean, think about that. And so to do away with our constitution is like a fish tank with fish swimming in it, is to do away with a fish tank and think that the water and the fish are going to stay in place.
Right.
It's the aquarium, the fish tank, that holds those fish in place. And our constitution is what we operate by. We operate by laws, you know. A lot of laws right now are being, you know, overlooked and misspoke to, whatever you want to say. But we are a land of laws. If you take the citizenship test for America, you'll have to take a test of the Constitution, and it asks the question, you know, about, you know, we're a land of laws. That's what we live by, is the Constitution. So when you have somebody that has a viewpoint of saying we need the Quran or the Caliphate to supersede the Constitution, then the fish and the water spill out everywhere.
Yeah.
We, by the grace of God, we're one nation under God. Truly, the only way America works, the only way it works with the original intent, is being under God. Because this is a great experiment. You have to understand, prior to America, there wasn't a place like America.
Right. You know, right now, we don't have to look very far to find out the ramifications of this. We can just look to Europe and England and find out, as we shared on VFN TV, that, you know, what they're having to teach now are British values. Because radical Islam has come in and has infiltrated the school system, and it's actually pushing other children out of the school that don't believe in Islam.
Yep.
And so now the England's realizing we have to teach British values, or we're going to lose our country. But they welcomed it, and so we did a segment called "The Trojan Horse." You want to, you know, watch it, and get some background, some context to this. But this is what's happening.
Also, you know, America, how we got here and how we stay here. You need to see how it happened. It was God. It was the Word of God being released into the hands of men, and they found out that they could have a relationship with God, but they couldn't have a relationship with God according to His Word in the land that they were in. So they had to look for a land to find that they could actually worship God freely. Hence, the arrival at Jamestown, Plymouth Rock, all these arrivals, was men looking for a place that they could follow the God of the Bible, that they've met Him. And that progressed over time into people's belief that, wait a minute, you know what? We don't need to have a king, a tyrannical king over us. We don't have to have somebody that says, off with your head, because you're not part of the Church of England. You know, that's what happened. Mm-hmm. If you, mm-hmm. they would decapitate, hang, and imprison folks who wasn't part of their religion. And so they started realizing that we can actually live now that we know God, and we know that he has standards and values, and he's over us, we can be one nation under God. Think about it. One nation under God, indivisible, liberty. Think about it. That's the only way this works. It doesn't work any other way. It doesn't work because we've got a great constitution. It works because the constitution acknowledges that all of our rights come from God. And to do away with that is to do away with our profession that God is over this nation.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.